the 29th of April 2023. My name is Jordan and this is Ghostman Horror Tale S episode number 8. Let's get to it with today's topic. Ways to get killed by a monster.
First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are
Podbot.ai.
As humans, we have always been intrigued by monsters. We love to watch movies, read books and hear stories about them, but what if these monsters were real? What if they actually existed in our world and posed a threat to our survival?
In this podcast, we will explore the ways that you can get killed by a monster. We'll cover different types of monsters and their tendencies, as well as strategies to avoid them or survive encounters with them. Firstly, let's talk about the most common monster in pop culture, the zombie. In movies and TV shows, zombies often move slowly and are easy to outrun. However, in real life, they would be much more dangerous. Zombies are portrayed as mindless creatures with a hunger for flesh. Any human encountered would become their target. If you encountered a zombie, your best bet would be to avoid them altogether. Stay indoors or find a high vantage point. If you must engage, aim for the head to disable or kill them. Next, we have vampires. They may be sexy and alluring in their depictions on screen, but in reality, vampires are terrifying creatures. Vampires are known to be fast and strong, as well as have enhanced senses. If you're unlucky enough to encounter a vampire, your odds of survival are pretty low. They can easily overpower and kill you. However, if you know what to do, you may be able to survive. Garlic and holy water are some of the ways to fend them off. If you can manage to avoid direct sunlight, you have a better chance of success. Werewolves are another type of monster that we must be aware of. In their human form, werewolves can blend in easily, but when they transform, they become much more dangerous. Werewolves are known to be incredibly fast and strong, with razor-sharp teeth and claws. Fortunately, there are ways to defend against them. Silver is their weakness. If you happen to have a silver weapon or bullet, you may be able to fight them off. If not, try to keep your distance and seek shelter.
Dragons are not just creatures from fairy tales. In some cultures, dragons are revered as powerful beings, but in reality, they would pose a formidable threat. Dragons possess immense strength and are capable of flight. They breathe fire, crush objects with their massive weight, and claw at their prey. Engaging a dragon is not recommended, as the odds of survival are slim. If you do encounter one, try to keep your distance and seek shelter. If possible, find a way to distract it with food or other objects before trying to escape.
Creatures found in the ocean are just as deadly as those found on land. Sharks are some of the most feared creatures in the seas. They are known for their sharp teeth and powerful jaws, as well as their incredible speed in the water. If you're swimming in the ocean and see a shark, try to remain calm and avoid thrashing around in the water. This behavior can attract the shark's attention and increase your chances of being attacked. If possible, swim towards land while keeping your eyes on the shark. If you're on a boat and see a shark, try not to fall into the water. If you do, try to climb back on board as soon as possible.
Finally, we have the most elusive and enigmatic of all creatures, Bigfoot. Bigfoot is said to be a large, hairy ape-like creature that roams the forests undetected. If you happen to encounter Bigfoot, try to keep your distance and avoid startling it. Bigfoot has been known to be non-aggressive, but they are known to display aggressive behavior if they feel threatened or cornered. If you see Bigfoot, try to remain calm and slowly back away. Do not run, as this could provoke an attack. In conclusion, monsters may be the stuff of legend and fantasy, but they could be real, and they pose a serious threat to our survival. If you ever encounter a monster, try to remain calm and know what to do. Being prepared can save your life. Avoiding monsters is the best way to survive, but if you have to confront them, make sure to know their weaknesses and use them to your advantage. Stay safe out there in the dark, and remember, there's always a chance that something is lurking in the shadows waiting to pounce. This has been Ghostman Horror Tale S, Episode 8. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.